And it's time now for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber. 1,000 members, 4 promises, and 1 purpose for a greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Get more on them at hillsboroughchamber.org. Get more on the town of Hillsborough at hillsboroughnc.gov. And we are joined on the phone by the mayor of Hillsborough, Tom Stevens. How are you?
I'm doing well, Aaron, and I'm looking forward to a little bit cooler weather and perhaps some rain tomorrow.
That'll be such a relief, right? I was up in Michigan all last week. We were on vacation, and the heat wave was up there too. So it was 90, 95 degrees with the heat index in the triple digits, and they up in Michigan do not know how to handle it the way that we do down here. So it was a little rough.
Well, what should we discuss today?
So, well, let's talk about what you discussed with Blake Hodge last week, which is a couple of town related meetings, a public hearing with the planning board, and then the Historic District Commission also met to discuss a couple of proposals, right?
Well, that's right. Last Thursday was a big meeting day in Hillsborough. First, the Historic District Commission had a special meeting, and they reviewed 2 interesting proposals. One was for a mural that was going to be down near Weaver Street there on the building where I'm blanking the name right now, the record shop and
volume, yeah.
Where, yeah, and so that was approved, and so that was going to be lovely. It's going to be arts related. Mm-hmm. And the commission discussed kind of here's criteria for the kinds of murals that would be approved and those that wouldn't. They also looked at the building that is on King Street, that is an old theater building about the restoration of the marquee and windows. To the best of anyone's knowledge, there actually ends up there's not a whole lot of photographic record about what that looked like, but they approved that. So those things went forward. And then in the evening, we had a joint public hearing with the town board and the planning board. A couple of important things there. One was looking at a special use permit for some property that's right behind the sheet, off of 86 and 85 there, that the Jeep, Dodge, Ram, Chrysler dealership wants mm-hmm. to move from their place on Churton Street to that location. Actually very good presentations, a lot of information, seems like a reasonable proposal, but the boards had a lot of questions and are continuing the hearing at the August 12th town board meeting. So that Monday, August 12th is when that public hearing will continue on that topic. And then we discussed the how we might move forward. Every 5 years we review our long-term plan, in this case the 2030 plan for Hillsborough, and how might we go about that, how to include lots of public input. A couple things, the trends that we're looking at is, one, probably let's begin that process in 2020 after this election. It's going to be a pretty significant election. The other part is probably expand what's included in the 2030 plan to include other kinds of departments. Generally, it's a pretty planning or unit document, but maybe we should do more to include public works, particularly our police department and safety. So look forward to much more conversations about that in the future.
And again, hillsboroughnc.gov for more information on those meetings and upcoming discussions as those conversations continue. I want to go back to the former theater where the marquee is being restored. Sam Burmis-Dawes in the newsroom was doing a little bit of research on this today and discovered that before, and correct me if we're wrong on this, but before it was a theater, one of its first roles of that building was that it was simultaneously a morgue on one side and a butcher shop on the other. Is that correct?
Hillsborough's history goes back from as a town more than 250 years. So there's been things there since the early 1800s. I know the building I have, like 2 doors down, a My gallery is in there, but that had been a furniture shop. And so a lot of those buildings have gone through lots of different changes, and it would not surprise me a bit.
It's just a very interesting combination of very Sweeney Toddy combination of businesses there. We're not sure what joke to make, but we're all coming up with our own ideas. So that'll
be... and certainly there were a couple of grocery stores downtown.
Right.
There was a butcher shop, and of course we have funeral homes downtown now, so a morgue would make some sense. The two of them together just doesn't play well right now.
So as to the restoration of the marquee, what's the time frame on that? When would we actually see that?
Well, I don't have specifics on that, but knowing the owners and my understanding, that's where is expected to have a new restaurant that's going to be going in. Probably some kind of Indian Asian fusion will be making use of that building. I think they're very eager to get started and up and running, and they would love to open up in the fall. Whether they can get things done by that time or not, that remains to be seen. But I think they're going to move in pretty quick order.
Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, and you mentioned just a minute ago, we've got a election coming up. It's going to be a significant one. We do have a contested race for Hillsborough Town Board, four candidates for three open seats. Obviously, there's going to be a big shakeup in the mayor's seat with you stepping down, but it does look like Jen Weaver is going to be the next mayor. She's running unopposed on the ballot.
That's right. So it looks like Hillsborough will have a new mayor starting around 7:15 on December 9th.
Give or take a few minutes, right?
Give or take a few minutes. And you know, we always want to see, a contest or different voices heard. So, but that said, I'm also kind of pleased that that part is settled in many ways. So barring any, sort of major changes in circumstances, so it'd be pretty extraordinary for that to happen. So so right now we're just beginning to actually have some, share some emails with the town manager and with the expected mayor-elect and about how can we start planning for some transition through the town, so we're sort of good to go. And, of course, it is going to be a competitive race in the for the commissioners.
Speaking again with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, hillsboroughnc.gov for more information on town government. Visit hillsboroughnc.com for more information on events and happenings around town. And I know we're emailing earlier, and there are quite a few upcoming events in town, right?
Well, indeed. It's the last Friday of the month, and that always means it's the time for the last Friday celebration in Hillsborough. And the concert in front of the old courthouse seems to have this really interesting band, Orquesta Gardel. So it seems to be a large group.
Nice.
That should be interesting. You always have the art walk all year round. And in the summer, there's at least 11 different venues, which is, again, pretty remarkable in the three-block area. So it's a great place to see some really good variety of art, and restaurants and shops will be open and festive, including Volume, whose name I forgot just a little while ago. So that's going to be nice. Galleries, we're going to have some new shows. So that's very, very cool. As an arts town with writers and music and visual arts, we also have some theater. The longstanding Orange Community Players, starting this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and I think they have a Sunday matinee. Orange Community Players are going to be presenting Mary Poppins, and that should just be a lot of fun. So check that out. So that's happening, and then we have the usual, when these weekends happen, most of the local establishments, whether it's Haunted Roof or Nash Street or the Yonder, all those places follow up with music after the concert in downtown. Sort of events happening through the summer, but what I'm seeing the Arts Council and other folks working on now is just getting ready for the fall. That's a big event time in Hillsborough. River Park Concert's coming up. They have recently announced their lineup. That looks to be very interesting. The just an extraordinary gift for a free concert. Hog Day, folks are gearing up. Sundays in Hillsboro. So I would be looking out for announcements again coming soon. So people working hard for things that are a few months down the road.
Sounds good. Again, visit hillsboronc.com for more information on events and happenings. Hillsboronc.gov for more information on town government. Mayor Tom Stevens, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron. Have a great week.